Good morning. This is your dynamic duo. Once again, I'm Emily. This is Jen. And well, it's good to be here with you guys this morning. We are coming at you with another fun topic, kind of running from the one from last week. So just kind of continuing in the path of talking about good stress. But Jen, what are we talking about today in relation to that?
Today we are talking about recovery from good stress.
Okay, so give us a little bit of insight into that. What were you kind of thinking when you're like, this is what we should talk about?
Well, the whole concept of, you know, too much of it, anything can be a bad thing, right? Like when you, like we want to be balanced and, you know, even fun things, good things, things we enjoy, too much of them eventually can be, well, simply too much. It seems like, all right? Mm-hmm. So an example I could give is, you know, the little kiddos who want, like, play and play and play, and they want to just keep on playing, but eventually they turn cranky, you know? Which could be for various reasons. They may be physically tired. They may be hungry. They may... well, their nervous system may just be done. I used to call it overstimulated when my kids were little. But anyway, so we're talking about that today, how, you know, after good stress, how to recover from that. Wow, that was a long spiel.
That was good. So what kinds of things in specific are you thinking in relation to good stress? So can you give us some examples of what kind of things we could be recovering from? Like what kinds of...
Well, if you go on like a vacation, even though it may have been restful when you were there, if you went on an airplane, if there was a time change, you know, all of that, sometimes the... at least I've had this experience. Sometimes the travel home from Hawaii, maybe I still need a day after that to recover from the trip, even though it was fun while I was there, right? Or restful mm-hmm. while I was there. So that's one example I thought of. Also, we, at least our family, we go to a church retreat every summer for like a week usually. And it's like, it is a quote unquote vacation, right? But there's a lot of people and a lot of activities going on there. So that is another like good stress, right? And even social events can be that way, right? Like maybe you go out with your friends and get dinner one night and you have a great time. But if that was a late evening or that was just a long period of time that you're with other people, that can be a good stress.
Yeah, that's good. That reminds me, the other weekend, I just had a very, very full weekend. Like, just go, 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 hang out with this person. Oh, now I have to go here. Now I need to do this project. I didn't really have time to get myself gathered for the next week. And of course, the weekend isn't all about, okay, now I just need to prepare. Like, we need to rest and do fun things, but it's all about, like you said, a balance. And so I didn't do my grocery shopping. I didn't do the things I knew I needed to do. And I woke up on Monday morning. I was like, oh no, I'm not prepared. And I have nothing prepped and I'm tired and And so kind of what I was thinking in regards to this is, when we have too much good stress, like you said, the extremes, it can lead to actually bad stress. And so it kind of all goes around in a circle, I feel like. And the thought that kind of came to mind was, when that happens, we are then like reactive versus proactive. And we're reacting to now, okay, all these things are getting thrown at me because I wasn't proactive when I, and kind of just like sitting in the, oh, in the sweet spot. I got this done. Oh, I had fun here. But now it's like, I had too much fun and now I'm not. Yeah.
Where it's all about the balance, right?
It's all about the balance.
I had a note here to like, about just mentioning, you know, why this is important for us as people who are recovering maybe from emotional eating, that it's all about like energy in versus energy out. Like we want to have that like balance in our lives, you know? Mm-hmm. I also tell people when I'm talking with clients, I talk about like the cup of stressors, mm-hmm. but that's kind of what I'm always looking at is like the amount of like stressors that our nervous system can handle. It's all good. And we have a certain capacity to handle stress. But once the cup of stressors gets too full, then we end up with symptoms we don't want. Maybe extra weight, maybe it's just feeling like stressed, not just, that's not cool. Maybe it's even like skin rashes, like, or inflammation, or there's like so many different things that can happen when our nervous system is put or on overload.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Good point. So Jen, what do you feel, so after you had a good long weekend, like what did you get to do last weekend?
On the weekend, we had one of those retreats this weekend. Oh, like fun. Just like a spring like camp. And so yeah, that's what I did. We had some different services, and then the kids did like a activity, like a gold rush, like reenactment thing. I don't know exactly. I didn't do it. I just watched them run around. But they had a ton of fun. The kids did, and just like good food, and then we were outside a lot with friends, and yeah, it was a good time. But we were gone most of the weekend.
Yeah. So when you got home, what did you feel like you needed to do to get yourself, quote unquote, back on track and ready?
Well, to be really honest, in this case, because I've had enough experiences where I overdid it, I actually took a break in the middle of that function on Saturday when the kids were preoccupied. Mm-hmm. And since I wasn't involved in that, that is when I went to the grocery store, went to Costco, and came home. And then I sat on the porch and listened to some music for a while. And
nice.
Got some food that was good for me made. And like I just kind of like took a little bit of time by myself intentionally, knowing that if I go, sometimes I end up feeling burnt out or being burnt out.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I think it's tempting to feel like somebody could feel guilty for doing that, for like being, oh, I gotta step away away from my kids or away from this event. That like they might feel like I need to be here the whole time. And but really, it sounds like you knew what you needed in order to feel rested within a busy weekend and come back and then be able to be there and present with your family. So that sounds good.
Yeah, it's, I'm learning to pace myself, because you can't actually like override your nervous system. Like you can't override your body's like cues. Like at some point you do end up just like on the extreme side of things. And since I have experienced that, like I said, I'm learning to do that differently. So
it's good.
And a note that I made here that I wanted to just like make sure and say for our listeners, because you never know where people are at on the journey with food, is a regulated nervous system tends to equal a healthy relationship with food. So like there's such a connection between like the nervous system and how regulated we are, and whether we actually even struggle with food cravings and stuff at all. Like the food is not really the issue. It really has to do with how regulated our nervous system is. So I just wanted to say that. I don't know if you have anything about that, like not expecting you to, but just like explaining that, because I don't want to like talk about people's heads, but it really does boil down to like how our body is is feeling and like how balanced we are. It's mm-hmm. it's easy to focus on the food behavior or on our weight or like the thing we don't want. But really, when things are balanced and working correctly, food issues tend to kind of just like not dissolve, like they're just kind of like taken care of. Like there's a better way to do food than to obsess about it. So
yeah, because it's very signaling of another issue for sure.
Just a symptom. So.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, because the better we feel, the easier making good food choices is.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, everybody, we want you to think of the things that you like to do to recover after good stress.
Yeah, I was gonna actually, I was just thinking before we wrap up that the original idea was to kind of give some thoughts about like how to recover from good stress. So the examples that I can give, I mean, I gave them in my little story, but a lot of times it boils down to like, for me, like what do I need to do to be set up for success like in the coming week? Because when life happens, like then, like meaning the kids, things are happening or work or like other evening events that we've got going with the family, then I don't necessarily think about what I need, but thinking about what I need to be successful with like self-care or what my body needs is kind of what I look at. So like I usually like make sure I went to the grocery store for the week, and I look at the calendar actually. Like we look at our calendar to see what's coming up, and then you know, talking about rides and who needs what, like with the kids and homework and stuff, and then looking at like food and what we need to do to get enough sleep, working on like our I'm always working on that, and like just kind of whatever chores we need to do around the house, and just kind of reviewing what we probably won't get to during the week.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. That way when it hits you in the week, you're not reactive, but you're proactive because you already thought about it and you're ready. And your brain gets more time to think about it, and you're not just hit and then not instant stress hit. So I think that's good. Looking at your calendar and seeing what needs to happen beforehand. That sounds good. So with that, you guys probably have heard by now, unless you have anything more to add. We have a free Facebook group. It's called Beyond the Diet. It's on Facebook. Oh, I said that. But head on over, join it. We have lots of good, fun content there. Yeah, we'd love to see you there.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
If you liked our podcast today, like, share, and subscribe, or share a nugget with a friend today. We appreciate you all. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.